English learners, welcome to Sehun Academy Pods. We hope you really enjoy listening to our audiobooks. Now you can listen to the book named Water for Life.
Chapter 4, Lessons from the Past. When there were more people on Earth, some moved away from the rivers. They learned about groundwater. For thousands of years, people made their homes next to rivers. They had to have fresh water for people, plants, and animals. When rain didn't fall, a river always gave them water. The first people with towns and farms lived in Mesopotamia, now Iraq, between the Tigris and Euphrates rivers. The people of Egypt lived next to the River Nile because the river water made farming easy. Every year, after the rains in the mountains of Africa, the Nile flooded the land next to the river and made it good for farming. Farmers cut small waterways from the river across their land. These carried water to the plants. Sometimes farmers made pumps. These pumped water out of the river and onto the farmland. They were small pumps and a man could work them. Later, there were bigger pumps and an animal worked them. When there were more people on Earth, some moved away from the rivers. They learned about groundwater. They made wells and took fresh water from them for their animals and plants. In many countries, people take their water from these same old wells today. They have to carry it to their homes on their heads or on the back of animals. Often, they have to carry it for kilometers. The first waterways. In about 2500 BC, the people in Persia, now Iran, needed water for their farms. There was not much rain there. There were no rivers near their homes and farms. And the groundwater and the wells were a long way away, near the mountains. So they moved the water from the mountains to their villages. First, they went to the high ground and studied it carefully. They looked for wet ground or green plants, for a possible place for a well. When they found water, they made more wells, dry wells, every 30 to 50 meters away from the first well. They called the first well the mother well. Then they made a way through the ground between the bottoms of the other wells. The wells got shorter and shorter, and in the end, they came out above the ground. Then the Persians carefully broke through the bottom of the mother well. This was dangerous because the mother well had water in it. But when they broke through, the water ran from well to well and out onto the land below. Then the Persians built a waterway across the land and carried the water to their villages and farms. Some of these waterways were 100 kilometers long. These people did not stay in Persia. They took their clever ideas to Arabia and built waterways there too. 3,000 years later, a lot of these waterways are working in Iran and Arabian countries. In Iran, they call them canals. There are thousands of kilometers of them there, and 3/4 of Iran's fresh water comes from them. In Arabia, they call them falajas. In Oman, there are about 4,000 of these falajas. They are 2,500 years old and working today. Some of them run for 10 kilometers under the ground from the mother well. Then the clean fresh water from the mountains runs for 20 or 30 kilometers through farms and villages. 500 years later, the Romans also used waterways, but in a bigger and better way. They brought fresh water from the Apennine Mountains to their cities. At one time, there were 9 waterways into the city of Rome. One of them, the Aqua Claudia, was 72 kilometers long, and for 15 kilometers it went over great bridges. The Romans took these ideas from Italy into other European countries. There are great Roman waterways today in France and Spain. The Pont du Gard brought water more than 50 kilometers to the city of Nîmes in France. It is the highest Roman waterway in Europe. It has 3 bridges and is 49 meters high. All cities have to have fresh water, and the water has to come from somewhere. Usually, it comes from rivers, lakes, and groundwater. It runs into the cities through big waterways under the ground. Today, there are great waterways in nearly every country in the world. They carry water, usually under the ground, to the people in every town and city.